Tom Izzo, head coach, is with us, as is Steve Courtney, WJR sports analyst. Good morning to both.
Good morning, Jamie. Hello again, everyone. This conversation with Coach Izzo brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. Performance Remodeling, a preferred partner of the Inside Outside Guys, kicked off yet another $100,000 window of opportunity sweepstakes. Request your windows, roofing, and siding quote today. Log into windowsroofingsiding.com to enter the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. And let me just say this, a vintage Spartan basketball performance in Charlotte yesterday afternoon. 69-51 winners over the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. Let's start here with the guard play. Jaden Akins gets the scoring going with a three ball. He would go 3 for 8 from beyond the arc, 15 points. How about A.J. Hogarth? 3 for 6 from the floor. He finishes with 8 points, but also 8 assists to go along with a couple of boards. And his shorts were on backwards for part of the first half, for crying out loud. Coach, congratulations. That was a complete performance. Everything involved, sir.
You know, first of all, about the shorts, you know, so we get to the huddle and he changed them in the huddle, and just like true form of AJ, he blamed me for it. He says, well, Coach, you didn't have my back. I said, you have your back. I said, I'm not dressing you. But I think we should dedicate the whole, time to Campy is what I think. I mean, I never.
Holy mackerel.
Excited for a guy. I mean, Cal Perry's a friend too, and that's always hard. But watching Greg, got to watch the last 8 minutes, 10 minutes of it. It was great. And I talked to him after, and I think he's flying around Pittsburgh right now. I don't think his feet have touched the ground, and deservingly so. What a great thing for those kids and for him.
He told us he hasn't slept yet.
No, he probably hasn't, and. You know, there's only one disappointment for him. Now he can't golf today, so he's got to put that off.
You know, Tom, the great thing about this tournament, year in and year out, there are athletes that forever cement themselves into NCAA tournament lore, and you bring Jack Golke into the equation, 10 three-pointers. It was unbelievable to watch.
You know, it really was, and that'll be close to a record, but I think Greg said it best, you know, that, I mean, it is for a lot of kids, but when you're a program like that, it is a life changer. I mean, that'll go down. He'll go down, but that whole team and Campy will go down as one of the biggest tournament wins in the history of the tournament. So that will change some lives for those guys, and they've had a great year, and Camp has done a great job over the years, and got kind of what has been eluding him, and I'm happy for them and him. And at the same time, you know, I'm happy for us. I thought we played one of our, you said it, complete games. So happy for Jaden. That was maybe his best game ever as far as offense, mm-hmm. defense, rebounding, defending. He just did a masterful job of everything. And I was happy for him, but other than some foolish turnovers, too. Not some they created, some were foolish. I think it was one of our better games. We rebounded well, which that team is so strong. We defended really well. We did a good job.
Coach, I think the defense was on point, and those second-chance rebounds, you know, were great as well.
Yeah, you know, we did a good job getting some, and we did a really good job of not giving up many. Because they are good at it. In fact, the only place we gave up, which is a cardinal sin for us, is the missed free throw. We gave up 3 of those in strange circumstances. But, I think all in all, for a team that hasn't been a great rebounding team, now we've out-rebounded Purdue, who was plus 12. This team was plus 12.5. We've out-rebounded an Illinois team. So it kind of goes to show we can do those things. And I'm sure Jamie will ask, then why haven't you done it consistently? And I would say, I have no freaking clue.
Well, I could ask you that, but I wanted to ask you about, you know, again, Jaden Akins, that block on Josh Hubbard in transition. That was kind of like a microcosm of them just playing so hard in this tournament. How do you get your guys to elevate during this tournament every year?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's the former guys. I don't know if it's the culture of the program. It can't be me, but I think yesterday was one of those times in the huddles and that you could tell it was becoming a player coach team, and that's always a good part, you know. But personalities are such now that not many kids are as communicative as they used to be. So I think we're all adjusting to that, you know. But yesterday they proved that it's still the way you do things. You know, everybody can laugh about old school or new school, but I always say there's a right school, and the right school is you got to defend, rebound, and run. You got to play physical. You got to communicate with people. That hasn't changed since Adam and Eve.
Couple things here, Tom. We've had our conversations about the perimeter game of late. Certainly, this Spartan team getting looks. Though you go into this tilt with Mississippi State, they come in seventh in Division I defending the three. You say forget about it. 10 for 23 from beyond the arc. Simple arithmetic is 43.5%. That, as well as Matty Sissoko. Comment on him. He continues to play possessed, as you said earlier in the week. 9 total rebounds, couple of offensive. He's playing on point.
Well, I'm glad you brought him up. You know, as you guys know, because you guys are all on Twitter, I'm not. But, people keep wondering why our bigs weren't doing more. And, we are who we are. I said our guards got to play better. They're supposed to be the focal point. And yet I think we've gotten more out of our bigs in the last 2 weeks, you know, both scoring some, but rebounding, defending, doing what their job is. Everybody has a job to do. And Matty is, he has played possessed. He's getting rebounds above the rim. He's doing things that we thought. I told you it's been a rough year on him with losing a couple family members. And who knows, is that all of it? He's a kid that doesn't speak much. And so you just got to – but we love him. We stayed with him. We think we have a good rotation with those guys. And, we're going to need that because the guys they got are very, very talented, especially Baycott inside.
Coach, looking ahead to the matchup against North Carolina, what's your thoughts on the challenges that the Tar Heels present, especially the fact that they have this significant home court advantage?
Oh, yeah, they'll be 18,000. There'll be 15,000 Tar Heel fans here tomorrow. There's no question about that. This city is blue and blue and blue, that nice powder blue. So we've played in every tough arena in America, so I don't see that being a major factor. I think it's more the talent that they have. You know, they have a kid named Ingram who's really been playing well the second half of the year, and R.J. Davis is maybe the best, in fact, probably the best guard in the country. But we played a good one yesterday in Hubert, and, we had some guys do a good job on him. And, again, for Davis, it'll be by committee, and we'll need to do a good job on him, and Jaden will start on him because we want a little size on him. But we're really pleased with the way our guys have defended lately, and hopefully we can keep that up.
Not the best record when it comes to North Carolina in the tournament, but hey, I was there when Kenny Goins hit that shot against Duke. This tournament, anything can happen, and magic can happen.
Yeah, you mean the that was a kind way of saying not a lot of wins during Carolina in the tournament. You did a nice job of saving me, but it's okay. Remember, everything, are made to be broken, all these great things. And, I think one of the reasons is Carolina's been awfully good and over the years. And I'm looking forward to this game. You know, I think they're a real good team. But I, as I've been telling you all year, I think we're a lot better team. And I shouldn't say than we played, like I said, of our 13 losses or whatever, there were 10 of them that were, down to the wire, it seemed like, lose by 5, lose by 3, lose by 1. And, it's time it starts changing and we go the other way. So we'll see if we can change that powder blue and put a little green in it.
quickly, Coach, in closing, it was nice to see the senior Davis Smith ending the three-point barrage yesterday afternoon. And by the way, assist some guy named Steven Izzo, eh?
Yeah, there was a I got a call last night. They said Steven's got more assists and rebounds than LeBron or Kobe in the NCAA tournament. So Steven's got to watch it right now. He's big-headed, so I got to be careful with him. But no, you know, it was good. And I hate putting guys in late. I had Sanders. I was trying to get him too because I just want guys to be able to say someday to their kids, that I played in the NCAA tournament. And I told Davis Smith after the game, I said, by the time you have kids, Davis, that'll be a 40-foot shot. And then it'll be one that brought us within three. And then by the time you're a grandpa, it'll be a game winner against Mississippi State. That's the way the minnow becomes Moby Dick or the stories get enlarged in athletics. So one way or another, this will last a lifetime for him.
That was awesome for everyone involved, the bench that erupted for Davis Smith's shot. Coach, we are so happy that MSU is still dancing. We will be watching MSU North Carolina 5:30 on Saturday. Good luck.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's kind of a nice time. It's not too early, so Steve will be up. It's not too late, so he won't be sleeping. So we're ready to go. You know, we're watching film here in a half hour. It's been a good day yesterday, and then we got practice at noon. And I appreciate you guys, appreciate WJR and all the support. And me and Camp will try to represent us all. I'm happy for him, too, and give him everything he deserves because he's been a long time. We talk about my streak against Carolina not being so good. You know, he's coached 40 years there to get in and finally, you know, win a game. It was pretty cool.
That's what makes it so great. We will talk to you Monday, a victory Monday. Here's
That's right.
to hoping. Thank you to both of you guys. And we still have a little bit more to go here on JR Morning. Again, Wegovy covered for Medicare. That's next.